Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. Pumpkin spice lattes.
What?
Since its introduction in 2003, over the past 20 years, the iconic beverage has had an influence on the coffee industry, pop culture, and everything in between. In today's episode, we will explore the phenomenon of the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Listen, have you, I mean, you and I are very similar. The pumpkin spice latte is a phenomenon that has missed us both.
I drink pumpkin spice.
Get out of here.
It's probably one of the few coffee drinks I'll try in this season.
Okay.
If I go to Starbucks.
Yes.
I don't drink coffee often by any means.
Same.
You know, I don't need it to wake up. I don't get headaches. I don't get any of that stuff.
Yes.
But I like the flavor of the pumpkin spice, and I've been trying it almost probably as long as that thing's been talking about it.
Okay. And that's in this episode, we're going to go through the genius of it, really.
Yeah.
And how it came about. Not really a strict history, but we are a restaurant podcast. So through that lens, it's really quite phenomenal,
oh,
I
yeah.
think. Because let's just say the LTO, the limited time offers, mm-hmm. are what drives people to take something seriously.
Absolutely.
And so knowing that it's not going to be around, you're going to get one.
It's like the McRib.
It's like the McRib. It's a terrible sandwich.
So bad.
So bad, but limited time offer.
Only, yeah.
and so people get that doggone McRib,
yeah.
and they have a following. And I'm glad you said the McRib because it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there are going to be movements on the interweb that are dedicated to the following of it.
Yeah.
When is it going to come out? When it's going to be released? How long is it going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of it, people eating it. And that's something that Starbucks early on in its inception of, not its inception, but in its marketing and growth of the pumpkin spice latte, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Early on when Twitter and Instagram were becoming a thing, people were sharing their experiences with the pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
And then Starbucks ended up, boom, jumping on board, embracing it fully,
mm-hmm.
by giving it its dedicated
time.
Not just time, but its own Twitter account,
oh,
and
wow.
its own Instagram account.
So you can look up just pumpkin spice latte?
Correct. I mean, looking it up, you're going to find a bunch of people have jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
And it's important to note that the pumpkin spice, you can hardly find a quick serve restaurant or a coffee shop that doesn't have some kind
of variation of their own. Yes.
Of course. I mean, why leave it just to the big guys?
Exactly. But Starbucks is definitely the originator.
Well, I can't speak to that. They could have bit from somebody else.
I mean, they might have, but I only remember them. I remember them being the first ones that had it.
You remember them because you remember them.
Yeah.
And that's, to the victor goes the spoils, really. Uh-huh. And they really cultivated that. Listen, there are people that will say that Starbucks ain't shit. But you can't deny.
Yeah, you can't deny.
You cannot deny that it is very popular. Has a following like no other.
Yeah, lines out the door.
Lines out the door. Many, many. I remember I started to notice that I'd go to a city, new city, and I see a Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Bust a corner, see another Starbucks. I've been to the mall where it wasn't even the Brandon Mall, which is not a big mall,
yeah.
in Central Florida. Went to visit my mom in Plant City, Florida. three Starbucks in one mall.
Nuts.
Yes. Meet me by the Starbucks. Which one? Can you imagine?
Craziness.
That is nuts. And so, like, Starbucks, like, bringing it back, they started to do their own Twitter, and then they gave them a place to share their experiences with the pumpkin spice latte. So that's genius marketing. And then the fact that it is a limited time offer and pumpkin.
Yes.
Pumpkin brings back the feels.
Exactly. It puts you in that mode of the season.
It gives you that mode of the season. Like going into stores in the fall, like Michael's and things like that, they have the cinnamon brooms.
Where you can smell like it smells like the season.
Yes, that aromatic experience is so important. Have you had a pumpkin spice latte
not this year? No.
Okay, what's stopping you?
Nothing. I just haven't been by Starbucks.
Okay, you work near a Starbucks though.
Yeah, but that one's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. So for context, Danny, you work on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and there's a hotel that has a Starbucks in there. So you have to be deliberate in going.
Absolutely.
So since you're a casual person, you kind of will get it when you get it.
Get it, exactly.
Okay. I've never had one, and I see where this thing is a monster.
Oh, it is. And it's delicious. It tastes good. It has that cinnamony pumpkin, that flavor that you're looking for. It is the pumpkin spice, you know. I do mine hot if I'm going to do it. I don't do a big one. I do it small.
Oh, you do it hot.
Yeah, I do it hot.
Okay.
And it does have it gives you the scent.
Yes.
It has all those things that you're talking about in it naturally.
Yes.
And it has a nice little head on it. So when you see like the little cinnamon on top and everything. And this, even when it's closed, you can open it up, you can still see it like before if you look at it when you first open it.
Yes.
Put your lid back on and whatever. But it's a solid drink.
So when it's, obviously you're taking it to go. So when it's hot, is it served in paper or that?
I guess it's paper.
Lack of a better word, plastic.
It's not, if you have your own cup, they'll put it in there. You know, Starbucks makes their own plastic cup.
Okay.
But it's always going to usually come in that normal Starbucks, that thick paper that you can throw away with the nice lid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that transfer the heat to your fingers? Does that give you that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has a warmth to it.
All right. I wasn't sure because
it's not overly warm because it's insulated.
True.
But you can still feel the warmth.
Okay.
Yeah.
What other flavor do you think would be associated with a particular time of year? It's really hard to find a better combination than pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice is the move. It's usually, I don't know the exact dates. I know it usually starts in like early September and then it ends right after the holidays.
It's late August and it usually comes out on a Thursday.
Okay.
They changed it from Tuesday to Thursday. And they see their Starbucks has most of their activity on a Saturday, on a weekend, basically.
Almost like going to the movies.
It's almost like going to the movies. Yeah. So now when they changed that release from Tuesday to Thursday, they were building on the momentum of that Thursday release, just like a movie.
Exactly.
And then you have that first weekend, and that weekend for the pumpkin spice latte gets a 41% jump over the previous weekends before that.
Wow.
So that's a monster. Yeah. Let's go into the psychology of the pumpkin. For some reason, like I alluded to, what other association with a season or a feeling with a flavor, and I can't think of any that even it comes close to the pumpkin in fall.
No.
You have apples in the summer.
Yeah.
So like you might do apple cinnamon.
You know, I grew up in D.C., well, right outside of it. So the cherry blossoms were very symbolic to, you know, when the cherry, you know, they came out in the spring.
So are cherry blossoms aromatic or just visual?
Visual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so there you go. Visual, and that's associated with what, spring?
Mm-hmm.
There's oranges. Oranges are what, summer?
Yes, they should be. I mean, we live in Florida, but I'm not going to pretend to know the exact.
And
citrus is always summer.
Citrus is always summer, but I've driven by orange groves.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun fact is oranges are actually green.
Mm.
they're not orange.
So what? They're like, they when they fall, they start to turn orange?
They never do. They spray them with an ethanol or something like that, really? And it turns them orange. Yeah, they're like, you can have a ripe green orange.
I didn't even know that.
Without a doubt. And so seeing them on the trees, it's just trees.
Okay.
And so they spray them and they turn orange, and that's an association as well. Grapefruit is kind of nondescript. Watermelon's a fun summer thing, mm-hmm. but it doesn't give off that, you
it
know.
It doesn't conquer, like, and yeah, you're going to hear watermelon, like they're going to make watermelon infused drinks and stuff like that.
True.
Especially in the summertime, but it doesn't conquer like the pumpkin.
No, okay. No.
The fall and the pumpkin, it just all plays.
It all plays. And there's, I believe, a study by Johns Hopkins University mm-hmm. where they really track the brain's activity in association with pumpkin. And so pumpkin gives off a physical nostalgia. Mm. And that connection is very, very real.
Yeah.
Can you imagine fall? Fall has the sights.
It had, the leaves are changing. Everything.
Yes.
You know, you're even here, where it's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
cuts, our leaves change differently.
Yeah, but the humidity cuts.
Yes, days. Yes, yes.
So you even get that. Even though it's still warm out, you get that. The breeze is cooler. It's a fresher kind of flow in the air. It's not yes. as stagnant. So you're getting that same thing up north where. You know, you're feeling the feels. You know, you see it, plus you smell it, and you get it all in.
I agree. So for me, the association is more up north. Mm-hmm. You get more of a crispness in the air.
Crisp in the air.
So there's, I think it's called sensory marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine this. You get the feels, the crispness in the air. You hear it. Your feet are crunching
mm-hmm.
on fallen leaves
yeah.
that have now been crispy and things like that. So that's that. And then the smell of the, what's in pumpkin spice? There's cinnamon, there's cloves, nutmeg.
Like
cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, I think is the basis of that flavor.
Yeah.
Like you can buy pumpkin spice and, you know, McCormick sells it or whatever. Yeah. It's a blend.
Exactly.
Put it that way. Kind of like a garam marsala or a curry. Mm-hmm. It's a blend. The proportions, who knows,
right?
But those, it's that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the pumpkin, those are all aromatic herbs.
Absolutely.
You throw that in there with the flavor. So you have the color of the orange, the sound of the leaves, the feel of the fall.
Yeah.
And you associate that with memories of going pumpkin patch picking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Halloween. Coming into the
going to the Thanksgiving era where, you know,
yes.
you're doing pumpkin pie for dessert.
Yes.
And, you know, it all is in there.
It's all in there. And that's such a, and they have been able to position themselves where we now associate pumpkin spice latte season with the beginning of fall.
Absolutely.
How amazing is
it
that?
It plays.
It plays.
It was amazing. It's great marketing.
That's insane. Anyway, now we're going to wrap it up in talk about a couple of points.
Okay.
Now, consumer demands for coffee have driven coffee from just a drink to a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have coffee flavored ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Espresso martinis, mm-hmm. things like that. So now that you have that coffee as a flavor is more ubiquitous.
More predominant, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, more predominant. Now you have the pumpkin spice latte as a monster drink for LTO limited time availability. And now it's associated with the beginning of
fall.
And now it's not just, it's clear that we touched upon this as well. It's not just the Starbucks of the world that's doing it.
Everybody has pumpkin spice.
Everybody has pumpkin spice.
Everybody has their own variation now.
Yes. And do you know how it's made specifically? They're going to do the pumps of the syrup
yeah.
in the cup first. And then they put in the hot espresso.
Mm-hmm.
So you mix that in. So that melts.
That gives that.
That gives yeah. it that before you put in the milk, and then it's topped with the whip, and cream. Then.
Yes, and then a little seasoning. That
and then, on. Yes, the seasoning, the dusting.
Yes.
What is that, cinnamon?
It's put a crack on it.
Must be. People are getting them.
Yeah.
Getting them for sure. I mean, I applaud them. Yeah. I enjoy stuff like that. If we have missed any of the nuances of the Starbucks, tell me about your Starbucks experience. How Absolutely. Do you take your pumpkin spice latte? How is it ordered? And how much does it cost? It cost like $6 or something like that?
I think all Starbucks are between 5 and 7, depending on where you're at.
Oof.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the lower end is going to be like, you know, four, like high fours.
Okay.
And then the higher end, like on the beach.
For sugar water purple, bro.
Yeah. Six, almost seven.
Ugh.
Craziness.
That is craziness.
They printing money.
In one of those pumpkin spice lattes, do you want to guess how much sugar is in it? I saw your face. You looked at me like you don't want to know.
I'm going to throw out a random number. 28 grams?
50 grams of sugar.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
Holy.
That's a dessert.
That's a dessert.
How many calories?
Oh, with 50 grams of sugar?
Yeah.
Probably like 480.
It's 390 calories.
Okay.
That's a regular size thing. That's
a drink. Okay, that's usually a food.
That's a meal. That's a meal for sure. That's a meal for sure. No doubt that's a meal.
Eggs and bacon are about the same, and that's including the bread.
True.
If you get an egg bacon sandwich, it's like 480.
True.
500 calories.
True.
Including bread.
Well, here's to you, pumpkin spice latte. That's going to do it for this show. We do this for you each and every week. If you enjoy our show, definitely throw us a like.
Do it. Thumbs up. Give us a love.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. F-R-E-S-H from state to state. BMR is the